Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the special radio show with Dr. Doug Thompson. With over 25 years' experience in state-of-the-art oral health, Dr. Thompson's going to be talking to us about the serious connection between gum disease and many of the major diseases of our time. He'll talk about where his research has led him with respect to avoiding these silent killers. He's joining us today in this rare opportunity for you to call in and speak with the doctor directly. You won't want to miss what Dr. Thompson has to say. And if you have a question for the doctor, we're inviting you to call in at 800-859-0957. So stay tuned and we'll be right back after this short break. You're listening to 760 WJR.
Welcome back to this special live radio show where you can call in with your questions and talk to the doctor directly. I'm Siobhan Cronin, your co-host here with Anne-Marie Cronin, and we are here this afternoon talking with Dr. Doug Thompson, integrative oral health dentist from Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. He's here with us discussing his state-of-the-art clinic, the latest diagnostic systems in oral health care, and the importance of the connection between the mouth and many systemic diseases. If you have a question for the doctor on the matters we're discussing this afternoon, please call us at 800-859-0957. Dr. Thompson, it's great to be back with you. I know you just got back from Seattle, got on a red-eye flight back to Detroit,
barely made it.
But what's new in the world of oral health? What's the news of the day?
Yeah, thank you so much, Siobhan. It's so nice to be here, and it's nice to be live again. You know, one of the things that I don't know if patients are aware of, but sometimes when they go to the hygienist and they, you know, the people who clean the teeth in the practice, they use metal instruments that scrape the teeth, and they try to get the stuff off the teeth, and they, you know, they do a lot of things. We love what the hygienists do. But what's new in dentistry to us, and what's new in maybe the last year, is we now have kind of a powder air spray technique to remove the biofilm. And I'll talk about what biofilm means. You know, that's the bacteria, the yeast and the viruses, the things that live on the teeth. You know, you got to get that stuff off. And they have a very unique way of getting that stuff off, and it's quicker. It's pain free. It's more efficient. And it's really the future, because we're going to get rid of these instruments. And then, you know how they come in at the end and they polish your teeth with that gritty stuff and you have to rinse it out? We don't have that anymore. And when you're done with this cleaning process, the teeth feel unbelievably smooth. It's better. So the teeth feel cleaner. The teeth also look a little bit whiter, because the powder that's used during the process actually helps whiten the teeth a little bit. So it's really kind of cool. And that's a new technology for one of the very simple things that we do every single day in practice. In my practice, we probably take care of 30 plus patients a day where we clean their teeth, and we do it. I have four of these machines. It was developed in Switzerland. It's a very cool technology, and very few practices have it. So it's really, really cool. It's called guided biofilm management. So it's really cool.
Yeah, that's great to hear, because I think a lot of people are very reserved about going for their checkups or their cleanings because, you know, it could be uncomfortable or invasive feeling. So I think a lot of people probably don't understand the availability of some of these more advanced techniques, and it's probably a lot more comfortable for the patient as well.
Yeah, there's no question. You know, in Anne-Marie's intro, and I know Anne-Marie's co-hosting the show today with us, but in Anne-Marie's intro, she talked about how, you know, we can prevent some of the leading diseases, or we can help identify some of the leading diseases of our time. And, you know, I mentioned the word biofilm, and that's this accumulation of bacteria, yeast, and viruses that live on the teeth. And let me just tell you, those people who know how to get rid of it better, they're going to be healthier. And so if we can figure out ways for how to do that in the office better, and if we can help them figure out ways to do that at home better, and they're gonna have better health. And so we have the ability to assess what that biofilm load is today. That's some of the salivary diagnostics tests that we've talked about on previous shows, and we can even talk about it a little bit on this show. But that's the idea, and it's very, very cool technology.
Dr. Thompson, I just want to jump in as you're talking here, because I'm just thinking about the fact of going to see a hygienist and getting your teeth cleaned and scraped and poked and stabbed was such an unpleasant experience that I think a lot of people put off dental hygiene and dental care and going to see the dentist, because that experience of your first visit back is getting your teeth cleaned and walking out with sand in your teeth. And as you said, what you have now is a more advanced technology, which sounds like sandblasting to me almost, but if it works, it works. And if it's less painful and less intrusive, that's great. I think more people will jump to go faster, don't you think, Siobhan?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Anne-Marie, you used some pretty interesting adjectives, but I hate the word stabbed and poked. I mean, we don't want to say that in our practice.
I'm not referring to you because I've not gone to you before.
I
certainly have had my share of hygienists, and there are good ones and there are bad ones, but I know that you've got all the good ones. So
I get it. And it's interesting that you use the word sandblasting, because I think sandblasting, you know, you've seen these people doing this on bridges and the freeways, and you see this process. And I would say, Anne-Marie, that's not far off from what it's like. However, when you have that air powder, and it goes down below the gum line, it gets deeper on the root surface of the teeth. It's really, really efficient, and it's very, it's much more thorough than this little metal scraping instrument. So I'm just poking fun at, well, I use the word poke. I shouldn't do that.
But punny.
I'm just poking fun at some of the words that you mentioned, but no, it's true, because this is the patient's perception. The patient's perception is sometimes traditional cleanings or traditional gum disease maintenance can be uncomfortable. And you know what? It doesn't have to be today. And that's the idea. And not only does it not have to be uncomfortable, but some of the powders that we use in this technique could also be more therapeutic. We have a powder that could prevent cavities more. It breaks up biofilm better. It's less abrasive. We can use it on all surfaces, titanium. You can actually spray your tongue with it and it won't hurt your tongue. So it's an unbelievably safe powder. It's a comfortable powder, and it's, and the technology of the powder is going to be what's advancing in the future. And I think all dentists are going to be using this kind of technology sometime in the future.
Yeah, no, this is all amazing information. I think we should talk more about biofilm and some of the things we discussed on the other side of the break. But for now, in the meantime, you are listening to the Dr. Thompson Radio Show. The doctor is here this afternoon talking about the seriousness of undetected oral pathogens, which can be the root cause of many catastrophic diseases. If you have a question, you can call us at 800-859-0957. Again, that number is 800-859-0957. Don't miss this opportunity to call the doctor directly. You're listening to the Dr. Thompson Radio Show on 760 WJR. Welcome back to the Dr. Doug Thompson Live Medical Radio Show here on WJR. I'm Siobhan Cronin, your co-host here with Anne-Marie Cronin. We are piping in from Miami, Florida, where we have Dr. Thompson in Detroit. And we are talking today with Dr. Thompson, oral health specialist in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. He's with us discussing the latest diagnostic methods he uses to diagnose many systemic diseases, from cardiac disease to the prevention of Alzheimer's. If you have a question for the doctor, please call us at 800-859-0957. Dr. Thompson, we had a great discussion in the first segment. We were talking about some of the new technologies that your hygienists are using, and we mentioned biofilm several times. So I'm wondering if you can elaborate a little bit more on what that is, how taking care of it is really helping in the area of prevention and in sort of eradicating some of these diseases that we reference in the intro.
Yeah, you know, we use the word biofilm, but what that would equate to is the old word that we used to use that most of our listeners might refer to, and that's plaque on the teeth. It's just plaque. And so we think it's just bacteria. But, you know, we have the ability today to figure out what is the composition of that plaque. And we have about 10% of our population has plaque on the teeth. It's friendly, doesn't bother them. They have no problems with it. But then about 80% of the population has plaque on the teeth that all of a sudden it turns what we call pathogenic or disease producing, and it can make disease. And so what we want to do, and by the way, we have 10% of the population that has really serious plaque on the teeth. They're going to have trouble. These are people who have problems when they're in their 20s and 30s and 40s. And if you're under 50 years old and you see any gum recession or bleeding on flossing or flaring teeth or loose teeth or anything like that, that's a really, really big issue. And I would love to have some listeners call in and ask us some questions about some of the plaque removal techniques and what makes up that plaque, because as you said in the intro, you talked about heart disease and Alzheimer's and maybe diabetes and some of the leading diseases of our time. But, you know, we're up to 57 different cross-reference diseases from the kind of biofilm or what we'd call plaque on the teeth. So, Siobhan, what it's really important, and Anne-Marie, what's really important for me in practice is to find out what is the composition of the biofilm or plaque and what's it made out of? And is it friendly? Is it not so friendly? Or is it very high risk disease producing?
And let me just interrupt you before we go into that explanation, because Siobhan's got a call.
Yeah, we did have a call come through. So right now we have Larry in Allenton on the line. Larry, what's your question?
About a little over a year ago, I had my last six lower teeth pulled out. For about the first 2 weeks, things went great. I never had any pain. I only took one pain pill. Then at the end of the 2 weeks, my mouth started burning, and it hasn't stopped since. I've been to five different doctors. There's been no solution given.
Larry, can I ask you one question, and hopefully Larry's feed's still open. Larry, how old are you?
83.
Yeah. Larry, what happens in this situation, and first off, I'm sure that it's really difficult for you because there's nothing better than when you had your natural teeth. But for some reason, you had to have these teeth pulled out, and I'm not sure being on the radio exactly why that is. But one of the things, Larry, is if you have part of that biofilm or part of that plaque on the teeth, if there's a yeast component to that, or if you maybe have a nutritional deficiency, you can get into a really significant burning mouth situation, and your mouth will burn. And Anne-Marie's going to give you some information at the end of the show for maybe how you could contact us, because I really think you should have a yeast test. And if you had a yeast test, you probably have a yeast component, and that will cause your gums to burn, and it will cause a lot of pain. And so, that could happen because maybe after you had the teeth pulled, you didn't, you know, the tooth cleaning kind of subsided a little bit.
Yeah. So Larry, you can reach Dr. Thompson. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I don't have any teeth left. So I've just got
it. It doesn't matter. You know, Larry, that's an interesting concept, because I'm glad you mentioned that, because people that wear dentures, which is a replacement for no teeth. If you don't have teeth, then we'd love to give you dentures, because that's something that allows you to smile and be social, and you can have a meal with your family. And, you know, it can really increase some of the vitality options of your life. And so we would love to give you a denture. But Larry, many of those dentures become, because of the way they fit on the gums and because of the way they work, some of those dentures become heavily contaminated with pathogenic or disease producing biofilm, and it can actually create a little bit of a problem. And we know that the risk for pneumonia from bringing pathogens into your lungs when you wear a denture, yeast infection, the way the tissue heals. And Larry, right now you're in a really unique transitional time between surgery and healing, and it's going to take a full 3 months for you to heal. So please be patient. And then hopefully when you get a replacement set of dentures, you'll be able to eat and chew and enjoy a meal with your family. That's what we hope that you could do. But we want to make sure you don't have a yeast infection. That's important.
Yeah. So Larry, you can reach Dr. Thompson at 248-642-1000. If you want to call the office, it seems like, you know, there's some testing that's available for you to help with your situation. Yeah. We appreciate you calling in.
I'd like to.
Yeah. And Siobhan, one of the reasons why I spent so much time maybe sharing this with Larry is because there's a lot of people that have a similar situation, even when they have teeth. So I have people that come in and tell me my gums burn. My mouth doesn't feel good. What is it? In the ideas today, we don't have to guess at what's causing that. We can do a simple, you know, 30-second saliva sample. We can send it to a testing company, and they can give us so much information about what's going on in the mouth. So what I'm trying to share with our listening audience is you don't have to suffer. I mean, you don't have to suffer with this. And to Anne-Marie's point, many of these biofilm or plaque conditions are so responsible for so many other diseases. And so, look, we're entering a new era in dentistry where, look, we're not only here to fix your teeth and make your smile beautiful, but I want the people who are smiling to be as healthy as they can be. And that's going to come from some other kind of analysis and some other kind of knowledge.
Right. And going back to what you said at the beginning of the segment, I mean, what it sounded like to me is 80 to 90% of people have something that either is already a problem or will lead to a problem just based on biofilm. It's only the lucky 10% that are maybe completely fine. So I think some of these tests are necessary for everyone, because whether it's solving a problem that already exists or helping prevent a problem down the line, you're probably in that category of the 80 to 90% that where it could lead to something.
Well, it's funny you mention that, because in the beginning, when I started learning about biofilm analysis, which really came out in, I would say like 2010, 2009, that's when we really got the science that allowed us to learn more about certain bacteria that we used to have to grow in a laboratory, but we don't have to do that anymore. We can really learn about it, in another way, because there's advanced technology that's come out. It's almost like forensic science, where they look at the DNA of certain bacteria, and they can tell us whether the bacteria are present, dead, or alive. They can tell us if they're in the saliva sample. We used to have to grow them, and I don't want to make this too complex, but sometimes it was difficult to get the bacteria from the mouth to a growth plate to figure out what was in there. But now it's easy for us to figure that out, and it makes a big, big difference. And you're correct. About 80% of the people at some point in their life are going to have some situation where their dentist could be more helpful than traditionally known. And that's what we're trying to help people with. We're trying to help them identify when they have a problem, what that problem could mean, and more importantly, how to stabilize that problem so it doesn't affect their systemic health going forward.
Right, absolutely. So it's imperative that anyone listening, you know, they reach out to you and get some of these tests and screenings that you're doing, because it can definitely save you a lot down the line in terms of your health now and your health later, in and out of the mouth, right?
It's so easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Well, for now, we're going to have to take a quick break. And in the meantime, you are listening to the Dr. Doug Thompson Radio Show. We're talking about the importance of diagnosing and treating gum disease and how it can prevent some of the major diseases of our time. If you have a question, you can call the doctor directly at 800-859-0957. Again, that number is 800-859-0957. Don't miss this opportunity to talk to the doctor directly. You're listening to the Dr. Thompson Radio Show on 760 WJR. Welcome back to this special edition of the Dr. Thompson Radio Show. I am your co-host, Siobhan Cronin, here with Anne-Marie Cronin. We are piping in from Miami, Florida today, and we are talking with Dr. Doug Thompson, dentist and pioneer in prevention from Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. He's here this afternoon explaining the medical diagnostic model he incorporates in his clinic to screen for many of the catastrophic diseases, from cardiac disease to Alzheimer's, that through early detection can be prevented. If you have a question for the doctor on the topics we're discussing, please call us at 800-859-0957. Dr. Thompson, we've been having a great discussion about some of the preventive practices you're doing. We've had some callers call in, and we actually had another one come in over the break. We have right now Peggy in Marysville. Peggy, what's your question?
Hello. When I heard the elderly gentleman call in about the burning mouth, that prompted me to give you a call. I have got a bitter, metallic, soapy taste in my mouth 24/7. I do have a partial in my bottom mouth, and even when if I take that out for a couple of days, it still seems to be the same. So, do you have any ideas?
Yeah, you know, Peggy, it's an interesting question, but taste disorders, and that's what you're talking about right now. You have a taste disorder. Taste disorders really need, I wish it were easier, but taste disorders need a much further thorough evaluation, because there's several things that can cause a taste disorder. Anything from a neurologic issue to a nutritional deficiency to a yeast component, or even to looking at some medications. So, I think, Peggy, what I want to do for you is just let you know that the problem that you're probably having is multifactorial. In other words, it's not a simple answer. And I wish it was a simple answer, but it just isn't. So I think that for you, you need to find somebody, and I know you're up in the Marysville area, and I might be able to make some recommendations. I'd love to have you come down and see us at our practice, but I know that sometimes for some people in the world, although I had a patient one time referred to me from Belgium, and they flew all the way from Belgium for a half a day evaluation. So you're not that far away. You don't win the prize for being the distance. Right. But we have, it's really important to be, to have that worked up properly. And so, I would love to help you do that, but it's very, very difficult question to answer online or on the phone. So I'm sorry I couldn't be more definitive, but taste disorders are very challenging to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, Peggy, it really sounds like you'd benefit from getting in touch with Dr. Thompson. So I'm going to give you his number, 248-642-1000. You can call his office and perhaps get scheduled for a workup, at least on his end, to start the investigative process of what's going on. And thank you so much for calling. You know, over the break, we were talking about, some of the topics we've discussed in the earlier segments. And I'd like to come back to talking about biofilm. And Dr. Thompson, you mentioned, the prevalence of this in the pediatric arena, children that are, the biofilm that they have and some of the stuff that you're doing to investigate what's going on with them. Can you talk more about that?
Yeah. We talk about Alzheimer's disease, and that's somewhat of a, in your 40s that starts, by the way. If you have a bad biofilm, or if you have a pathogenic or disease producing biofilm, that can start in your 40s. So that's what we like to evaluate where patients are. But what about the biofilm in the pediatric population, in these kiddos, these children that we have? And have you ever heard of kids in a family where, maybe one child has a lot of cavities and the other child has no cavities, but they eat the same diet. They live in the same house. They have the same parents. They function in the same environment. And what we really need to realize is that every single human being has their own unique either susceptibility or resistance to any kind of disease. And we started this show today, Siobhan, talking about how 10% of the people maybe are pretty safe and 80% of the people will need some kind of service, and 10% of the people are going to be really hard to manage and hard to control. And that's like Peggy's question. I mean, Peggy's in one of that 10% category where it's going to be a little bit more difficult. And believe me, I would love to give answers over the radio, but sometimes the answers aren't so obvious. But for your children, I'm going to make it easy for you. If your children are snoring, if your children have cavities, that's a biofilm problem. And if they're snoring, it could be an anatomy problem. So I'm going to make it easy. It's not cute for children to snore or gasp for breath or have sleeping problems. And it's not normal for children to have cavities. We think it is, but it's not. If children have cavities, we know there's a problem with the bacteria in their mouth, and they could have gotten it from somebody. And you know where it comes from, Siobhan? I don't know if you're really aware of this or not, but it comes from the primary caregiver. And do you realize today with working moms and people who are, killing themselves to make ends meet, sometimes the primary caregiver is a babysitter, or it could be an au pair. It could be somebody else. It might not be the mom, or it might not be the dad. So we need to know the biofilm status of how those children could be getting seeded with the kind of bacteria that cause problems for them in the future. And we evaluate that very harshly. And here's what I want in my practice. I never want to drill on a child's tooth. If I have to drill on a child's tooth or put a filling in a child, that means there's some kind of mismanagement of the bacteria in that child's mouth. And I don't want that. So if I identify that, I want to shift it. I want to make it healthy. And I don't want that child to have to go through some painful dental experiences.
Yeah, this is a really important to shed light on, and we've talked about this in previous shows, but there's a lot of misunderstanding about cavities in the sense that, some blame may be placed on the child, they're eating too much candy or something like that, when really it's a much bigger issue than that. I mean, if you're getting cavities, it's because there's much more going on, and it's not just about drilling and filling the hole. It's about figuring out what is causing them to come back and get more. And, it's really interesting to hear that there's so much more in play here than just perhaps you're eating too many Starbursts, right?
Yeah. And I got to believe that there's parents out there that have experienced this. I mean, I know that happens, but I would just say this, a cavity, you think about what the word cavity is, that's a disease of the tooth. caries, C-A-R-I-E-S, caries is a disease of the person. And that's because they have a, what we would call a unbalanced biofilm. And for those kids that are getting cavities, which is the symptom of caries, believe me, we want to shift that because I don't want these kids to go through a lifetime of cavities. And you know what happens, Siobhan and Anne-Marie, cavities become bigger, they become crowns, they become root canals, they become implants. I mean, I don't want that. I don't want that legacy cost to a dysbiotic biofilm when a child is 8, 9, 10, 12, 13 years old. I mean, let's relieve them. And let's relieve them of the guilt. It's not their fault. It's a disease of susceptibility. You don't get cavities because you're a bad brusher. You get cavities because you have an imbalance in your mouth. And I can tell you, if you come and talk to us, we can help you figure out if that's you or not.
Now, let me ask, is there a genetic component to this? Is this susceptibility something that's inherited or you know, something that you can just be born with?
Yeah, there's totally a genetic component to cavities, but there's a but it's very, very minimally understood. What there is a huge genetic susceptibility to is gum disease. And those are the people where the teeth just get wiggly, the gum recedes, the teeth look longer, they have spaces between the teeth, they have flaring, they have bad breath, they have bleeding gums. There's a very, very big susceptibility to gum disease, a much less widely known genetic component to cavities. But the answer to your question is yes. There's a genetic component to both of these diseases, and we have tests to help you figure out who's who.
Yeah. Well, it really seems like, you know, there's a lot of misunderstanding about when disease really starts, whether it's Alzheimer's or, you know, issues with biofilm. And across the board, it seems like, you know, it's important to start as early as possible and getting the screening done to figure out whether you're susceptible for some of these things or find out what is going on in your mouth that may lead to something else as early as possible.
Yep. And I know, Siobhan, we're only a few seconds from a break, but here's what I want to say to you. I've had 28-year-old patients come into my practice. I see something on their radiographs that make me suspicious. I send them to a physician. I learn they have 93% more disease than men their age. It's important to get screened early.
Absolutely. Wow. That's very powerful. So for now, we're going to have to take a brief break. And in the meantime, you are listening to the Dr. Doug Thompson radio show. We are talking about oral health and disease prevention. If you have a question, you can reach the doctor by calling 800-859-0957. Again, that's 800-859-0957. Don't miss this opportunity to talk to the doctor directly. You are listening to the Dr. Thompson radio show on 760 WJR. Welcome back to the final segment of this special live edition of the Dr. Thompson Radio Show. I'm Siobhan Cronin, your co-host here with Anne-Marie Cronin. We are piping in from Miami, Florida today, and we are talking with Dr. Doug Thompson about his state-of-the-art clinic and his practice of prevention. This is our final segment, so if you have a question for the doctor on the topics we're discussing this afternoon, please call us at 800-859-0957. Dr. Thompson, we've been having a great discussion, and I'm glad to see that more people are calling in. So let's start off with the caller since this is our last segment. We have Mary in Fenton on the line. Mary, what's your question?
Hi. Yeah, I was
Mary, do we have
about...
you with us?
Mary, yeah, she's there.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah,
hi, Mary.
Yeah,
hi, Mary. Yeah, we can hear you.
Hi. Yeah, I was wondering about... having a dentist, how do I find one in my area that does what you do?
You know, Mary, you're in Fenton, Michigan. As I mentioned
Trenton,
Peggy.
Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Trenton. I'm sorry. I thought it said, yeah, I was told. Apologies.
Well, you know what? It's close. It's just a T and an F difference. It's not that far apart. So, and it's about the same distance north and south. So, Mary, in Trenton, you're not so far from us. And as I told Peggy in Marysville, you know, we've had patients come from as far as Belgium, so which is a different country. So you can, you know, if whatever your issue is, can you give me an idea of what your question is? And then I'll help address where we can go from here.
So my dentist was long term. And then all of a sudden, everything seemed to get discombobulated as far as, you know, cleanings. And they're saying that hygienists are in our area, in the Chicago area, they're like no longer. and my dentist actually retired, you know. So you know, I'm trying to find a good dentist that does the proactive and handles all these types of situations.
Yeah, Mary, can I ask a question? When you said you're in Trenton, is that Trenton, Michigan, or is that some other place?
No, that's Trenton, Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Trenton, Michigan. Yeah, so you talked about Chicago. One of the things that I would say to you that maybe our listening audience doesn't know is I'm in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. That's where my practice is. Mm-hmm. But another part of my life is I've created a network called the Wellness Dentistry Network, which is an internet-based educational hub for other dentists to learn more about what it is that we do and how we do that. And, you know, you mentioned Chicago. First off, Trenton's not far from Michigan or from Bloomfield Hills. You could get in the car and drive up and you could spend some time with us and we'd be happy to help you. But for other people who are thinking about how do I find a dentist who understands this language, this kind of technique, what it is that we do, you can go to wellnessdentistrynetwork.com. And this show is not sponsored by the Wellness Dentistry Network. This show is this is my practice, Integrative Oral Medicine, which is in Bloomfield Hills. But the idea is I'm trying to create a network of like-minded dentists all around the world. We have people in Australia, Spain, Canada that are all part of our Wellness Dentistry Network that understand this language. So for you, if you're in Trenton, Michigan, it's so close. You can just come up and you don't have to use a dentist next door. You can come up and talk to us in Bloomfield Hills. But if you're from another state or another country, then I want to make sure you have an idea that, you know, we have dentists who are like-minded around the world. And I think that's important.
Yeah. So, Mary, you can call Dr. Thompson's office at 248-642-1000. You know, if you want to reach him and work out, you know, getting set up with some of the things that you need. But, yeah, again, wellnessdentistrynetwork.com. But, you know, I think it would be helpful for you to get some of the diagnostic testing that he does in his practice. So, again, 248-642-1000.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks, Mary.
So Dr. Thompson, yeah, a lot of interesting questions. It seems like people, you know, really don't know how to find the right person for them and are unaware of what sort of testing they should even be getting. And, you know, obviously certain areas that might be even more difficult, you know, to find somebody that can really help you in the way that you do. But, you know, I want to go back to some of the things we were talking about over the break. We were discussing, you know, some of the differences between, you know, medical care and dental care and, you know, some of the extensive tools that you have and the things that you're doing in your practice that can really fill in some of the gaps that people are not getting in their traditional medical visits to their primary care physician.
I'm just going to jump in here because I was thinking about this as you were talking. It doesn't exist within the medical practice. It certainly doesn't exist with the PCPs, the primary care physicians. They don't have time. You're on a 5-minute turnaround. What's wrong with you today? But what you're doing in the oral diagnoses of pathogens in the mouth that lead to all these serious diseases, we're talking about going back to the beginning, the root cause of the disease, where it starts, where the pathogens begin their journey. That doesn't belong in the medical community. It's not diagnosed. They don't have the technology to do it or the desire to spend the time doing it. And I think that what I want to say to the listeners is, They really need to do some research and make sure that when they do sign up with a dentist, that they sign up with someone like yourself. Find them from the Wellness Dentistry Network or call your office 248-642-1000 and get a referral to a dentist who is doing this type of diagnostic work because it is a medical diagnosis. I'll let you take from here.
Yeah. And Anne-Marie, I appreciate that. But, you know, I want to be sensitive to like Mary's issue because people expect when they talk about dentistry, I mean, come on, they learned in third grade that we fix teeth. That's what we do. I mean, we fix teeth, we clean teeth. But I can tell you that today we have to change the paradigm of thinking.
We have to educate people.
Yeah, that's why we're making this effort to do this radio show. We're trying to educate people and letting them know that your dentist today could be way, way more valuable to you than just fixing your teeth. And sometimes, just like all of us professionals, it's very hard to keep up with the new science, the new technology. What are we doing? And we've been on the cutting edge of new technology for 15 years. And so what I would say is, it's not going to be easy to just find another practice down the street next door that understands exactly all the stuff we're talking about. So until we create more and more dentists through our networking, through our educational hub, through our outreach, until we create more and more, people are going to have to go to greater efforts to find people, but to find dentists. And I want to be there for them. And I have been there for them. And I have people from all over the world. I have Costa Rica, Belgium, Spain. I have people that come from all over. Now, the unique idea is that I want to create more of those people. So it's convenient for Mary not to have to leave her community. But right now, if you have a significant problem and if you want a dentist that understands this language, you might have to work a little bit harder to find them. And what's unique about us is we have basically, we have set aside an hour. Sometimes I had a patient fly to me from Belgium. I set aside 3.5 hours to do a very comprehensive examination process for her because she was at wit's end. And I can tell you we can do that. But it takes a little bit more effort than going to a dentist in your community. And all dentists, Anne-Marie, are not the same. We're very different, and we all have a unique opportunity. So I want to hear your comments, and then I'll close the program.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, it takes, you have to be bold, I guess, as a dentist or a doctor to sort of step out of the traditional setup. And you've done a lot of work to build your practice and do a lot of this pioneering, you know, research and building out the tools that you've incorporated. So absolutely. And until the landscape of it changes, you know, people unfortunately have to sort of be their own advocates and, you know, make the travel and go the distance to find somebody like yourself that can help them with the problems that they're
specializes
facing.
Specializes in prevention.
Absolutely.
Thanks for giving me the opportunity to network and talk to your listeners. I appreciate it.
Okay. Unfortunately, we're out of time, and that wraps it up for the Dr. Thompson Radio Show on 760 WJR, sponsored by Integrative Oral Medicine. I'm your co-host, Siobhan Cronin, here with Anne-Marie Cronin. And again, I want to thank Dr. Thompson for talking with us this afternoon about taking charge of our health, being proactive, and avoiding the devastating results of undiagnosed oral pathogens. To learn more about Dr. Thompson's practice, you can reach him directly at 248-642-1000. Again, that's 248-642-1000. Or by visiting him on the web at ioralmed.com. Again, that is ioralmed.com. We hope you've enjoyed this special show and that you have become more informed about oral health and its impact on the major diseases of our time. Thank you for listening. Be well.